Good evening, CCB, and welcome to the 2025 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. Welcome to day one. I never thought I'd be in this position, but here we are, ready to kick off this conference and convention. I do want to thank the folks at ACB for helping us with the streaming of this convention and providing the space for us to hold our conference this weekend. Thanks to Sheila and Bell for hosting and streaming tonight. We just want to apologize for the technical difficulties that we had, but all is well and will continue to be well. So, we're going to take care of a little bit of business before we let you know what is going to happen. Actually, let's take a look at that. Is Andrea online?
No, sir. No, she is
She
not here.
is not. All right. So, in that case, we will go ahead and get down to business. Before anything, we will go ahead and play the standing rules that we will be going by this weekend. So, if you would, let's get that playing.
CCB Virtual Convention Rules. Section 5.2.1 of the California Council of the Blind bylaws requires that, at the beginning of each convention, the membership assembled shall adopt convention rules. The rules for the 2025 Virtual CCB Conference and Convention are as follows. Registered attendees may join the convention via the Zoom platform or by listening in on ACB Media. If you attend using the Zoom platform, the following rules apply. 1. During the elections, the banquet, and the business meeting, all participants will be muted when they enter the Zoom room. It is strongly urged that participants remain muted until they have raised their hands and are recognized to speak. If someone remains unmuted when not speaking, the moderator will mute them. Participants will also be automatically muted for the rest of the convention, where presentations will take place over a webinar. Platform. When on this webinar platform, participants will not be able to mute or unmute themselves. The moderator will send you a request to unmute and mute you when finished. Please allow the moderator to mute you when on the webinar platform, at the business meeting, during elections, and at the banquet. Only those participating via the Zoom platform will have the ability to call for the floor or speak to the assembly during the convention. 2. If you are seeking the floor for any purpose, you must raise your hand to join the queue to be recognized. From your landline phone, press star 9, press Alt Y on your PC or Command Y on your Mac, and on your smartphone or tablet application, locate the raise hand button on your screen and double tap. It may be under the Reactions menu where you will have to double tap and then locate the raise hand and double tap again. Important: the raise hand command is a toggle. If you enter the command a second time, you will lower your hand. The moderator will always lower your hand for you, so please refrain from lowering your own hand. 3. Asking for the floor. The moderator will alert the chair that someone is asking for the floor. This will result in the chair recognizing you, after which you should unmute, thus allowing you to speak. When you have finished speaking, the moderator will lower your hand and mute your line again. Virtual Convention Etiquette. The conference and convention is a live event. To ensure a good experience for all attendees, rules must be followed. Anyone not following these rules may be dropped from the convention and could be blocked from attendance. A. If your microphone is live for any reason, do not unmute yourself unless instructed by the chair or moderator. Doing so will interfere with the convention. Panelists also need to be cognizant to stay muted when not speaking. Refrain from talking over one another as much as possible, and endeavor to allow members to speak as much as they can, so those with panelist links do not dominate the discussion. B. Foul language, broadcast of inappropriate video, etc., will not be tolerated. Any individual engaging in such behaviors will be immediately dropped and blocked by the moderator. C. Raise your hand only when you wish to ask for the floor. Wait to be recognized by the moderator. The moderator will alert the chair of those seeking the floor in the order hands are raised. This applies to anyone who is not presenting, including those with panelist links. D. While your hand is raised and you are waiting to speak, make sure your surroundings are quiet. Turn down the radio. Ask others in the room to please stop talking. Stop rattling paper, washing dishes, setting the microwave, etc. Remember that background noise is amplified when you are on the air and can be irritating to others. All convention matters requiring a vote will be handled, to the best ability, in accordance with the CCB bylaws, CCB tradition, and the latest version of Robert's Rules of Order. The bylaws committee chair will serve as parliamentarian. Standing rules. 1. Each debatable issue before the convention shall be limited to approximately 20 minutes, with a 2-minute time limit per speaker, alternating between affirmative and opposing speakers, so there are equal numbers of speakers who speak for or against each motion. A majority of the members must agree in order to extend debate for an additional period of time. This will be done by using the raise hand feature on Zoom. The moderator will alert the chair if there is a majority. A. The chair shall appoint a timekeeper at the beginning of the debate period. B. Motions to close debate will not be recognized by the chair during the first debate period. After the first debate period, properly made motions such as I call for the question or I move the previous question will be handled by the chair and voted on by the assembly. C. The chair may close debate when no one seeks the floor. D. Each member is respectfully urged to speak directly to the issue before the assembly and avoid unnecessary and time-consuming dialogue. E. No member will be recognized a second time to debate the same issue. Second recognition to speak will be given to those members who properly address the chair. Motions that may interrupt a speaker may be called by using the raise hand feature on Zoom, responded to by the chair, and explained by the mover if requested by the chair. Examples: point of order, point of information, parliamentary inquiry, question of privilege, call for orders of the day, etc. If for some reason a participant cannot raise their hand or unmute when requested, there will be an email provided to alert the chair. This will also be a place to ask questions of panelists if desired. There will be someone assigned to monitor this email address during the convention. 3. Changes to the published convention program may be proposed to the membership as deemed necessary by the presiding officer. The presiding officer will explain the reason for this change and inform the assembly of their right to question the recommended modification. After this explanation, if 25 or more members object to the proposed change by virtually standing by using the raise hand feature on Zoom in objection, the change requires debate and a majority vote to modify the convention program. 4. During elections of CCB officers and directors, nominating and seconding speeches shall be limited to 5 minutes per candidate, with the speaking time allocated according to the candidate's wishes. A person nominated for an office more than once shall be given 1 minute. 5. Anyone meeting the requirements for voting of being a member of CCB in accordance with the CCB bylaws is entitled to vote on any matter coming before the convention, provided that A. The person's name appears on a chapter or affiliate's certified membership list submitted 30 days prior to the convention, and that chapter or affiliate has paid their membership dues, or an individual has paid their at-large membership dues directly to CCB. 6. During a record vote, membership will be certified by CCB volunteers. There will be a helpline phone number provided to call if you believe you are a verified member and do not appear on your designated list. Volunteers cannot perform this function. If you have concerns about your right to vote, please contact the designated person at the helpline phone number that will be provided in your voting instructions and by the presiding officer during the elections. CCB Virtual Convention Elections. Whenever an officer or board of directors election is contested, a CCB member who has paid their dues for the current year prior to the credentials deadline will be eligible to vote. Delegate votes will be cast live on the Zoom platform. Delegate votes will be calculated by the CCB treasurer. Chapter and affiliate delegates will be asked to raise their virtual hand to be recognized and to unmute themselves when called upon to cast their vote. Delegates should mute themselves again immediately following the casting of their vote. A member will cast their individual vote by using a landline phone or smartphone to call or text. CCB members who are certified to have paid their membership dues by the deadline will receive information prior to the convention that will contain their assigned phone number to be used to cast their individual vote. CCB volunteers will be recording the individual votes. Members will be instructed as to when it is time to cast their individual votes. Do not call before the opening of the elections is announced by the presiding officer, as votes will not be recorded beforehand. If a member has misplaced their assigned voting phone number, they will be able to call a helpline to retrieve the information. The helpline phone number will be announced and repeated throughout the elections. When voting, you must provide your full name in order to establish your eligibility to vote, as well as the person for whom you are voting. Please note, your vote will still count even if you misspell the name of a candidate in a text message. These phones will not be set up to receive voicemail. Please do not leave a voicemail message. Votes left as voicemail messages will not be retrievable and so will not be counted. CCB volunteers will not disclose how anyone cast their individual vote. CCB volunteers are instructed to confirm text message votes. Depending on the volume of calls and text messages they are receiving, it may take up to 10 minutes to receive this confirmation. Please be patient. Do not email or send your vote by any other means than a text or conversation on your designated voting phone number. Voting will be closed 2 minutes after the delegate vote has concluded. After the final votes have been cast, CCB volunteers will send the calculated member votes to the CCB-appointed representative to be added to the delegate vote. Once individual and delegate votes are calculated, the chair will announce the result. Bylaw amendments and resolutions. After there has been thorough discussion on any bylaw amendment or resolution as described in the standing rules, the chair will ask if any members object to the bylaw amendment or resolution to raise their hand virtually. If more than 10 members raise their hand, a virtual voice vote will be called with virtual raised hands, representing members' voices. In the event that 25 members challenge the ruling of the chair on a voice vote, there shall be a roll call secret ballot vote conducted in the same manner as the elections, with the same alphabetical groupings, the same assigned phone numbers, and the same tally sheets and voting procedures.
All right. Well, I know that was rather lengthy. But do I hear a motion to accept these rules, the standing rules, as passed?
All right, Bob Acosta has his hand raised.
Go ahead.
What would you like to say to Alicia?
Bob, go ahead.
Oh, I thought she was going to ask me to do it. Okay, excuse me. Sometimes when I raise my hand, it'll say, going down in 8 seconds. I don't touch it,
you
right? I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's Zoom. That's Zoom.
I'm sorry. Repeat that.
That is Zoom. That's how Zoom works now.
Okay, but I mean, the hand will stay up, so don't mess with it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the host always puts your hand down, so don't worry about your hand. But if you are
okay, because it says in Zoom going down in 6 seconds.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Thank you. You've explained it. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. So I will entertain a motion to accept these standing rules as adopted.
So moved.
Okay. Any seconds?
Edward has his hand raised.
Christy has a question.
Christy seconds, but I have a question.
Okay. discussion now, yes.
It says about the voting, and it says we'll stop 2 minutes after. I didn't understand that it said two minutes after the votes have been cast or something like
Tallied.
tallied. And no, it was before they tallied the votes.
I'm
In the
going.
voting procedure, it says something about voting will cease 2 minutes after something.
I'm going to defer to our election subcommittee co-chairs. Do we see Jeff or Regina online?
Jeff is here.
Am I unmuted?
Yes,
Yes,
you are.
sir. Okay. Yes, what that means, Christy, is that the af 2 minutes after the delegate votes have been completed, we will close the poll for taking additional individual votes.
So we don't know if that could be 5 minutes or. Wow. Okay.
Well, we know. Well, I mean, what we know is it's going to take a good bit to do the delegate vote,
But
but you
people
know.
don't have a there's so there's not a voting time like a 20 minute for votes or something like that. I don't know.
I mean, if you can propose an amendment if you so choose to the rules.
I don't know how other people feel. I don't know.
Any other questions?
Joshua?
I was simply going to move or second the motion that the rules be accepted.
Any other discussion before we call for the vote?
Margie? Margie, unmute. You are unmuted. We don't hear you, though.
All right, Margie, we're not able to hear you.
And she's not muted, so.
You might have a mic issue going on. Any other questions? We can come back
There's
to you.
no other hand.
No other hands. Okay.
Guillermo, this is Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
We could always, if Margie has a question, we could always use the ask at ccb.org email if she can't get unmuted.
So, Margie, if you're
Can you guys
unable,
hear me?
we can
Oh,
now,
she's
yeah.
now should be here.
We did hear you. We're not able to hear you now.
She muted herself.
Okay. So, Margie, if you can send a quick email to ask at ccbnet.org, we'll give you a few minutes to do that. There you go.
Margie, we can hear you and we know you're unmuted, but we're not hearing you.
Don't mess with the mute button. Just try to speak if you can.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm so sorry about that. I don't know if the motion passed yet or not, but I wanted to speak on the motion.
Okay, go for it.
Thank you. So,
Okay, you just cut out again.
I understand, as I understood Christy's question, 2 minutes after the roll call vote is complete, telephone voting will cease. Is that correct?
Jeff?
That's correct. Under the current proposal, that is correct.
I would like the motion to extend that to 25 minutes. We have not too many affiliates to get through, and we have a lot of individual members.
So does the is there a second to that motion?
I
Robert,
second it, Mr. President. Bob Acosta.
Give me one second. Somebody was going to say something?
it was Robert Acosta. I was going to
Okay.
say he's got his hand raised.
You're right. Yeah, go
All
ahead.
right.
And
So we have, go ahead.
Christy, and I agree with that
Okay.
as a seconder.
So only on this amendment, is there any discussion?
Yes, this is Andrea. I'd like to speak in opposition.
Okay. Is
Okay.
anybody else speaking in opposition? Or I'm sorry, is there anybody else speaking in favor?
Christy.
Give me one second.
And I certainly will if need be.
Yeah.
Anybody else speaking in opposition?
You don't have any hands.
Okay. Give me one second.
Steve Bauer will speak in opposition.
Okay.
Christy, you said you're on Edward's iPad, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And if the maker of the motion may speak in favor first, that would be nice.
Give me one second.
Certainly.
Just trying to get this in order.
Yep.
So we have Christy in favor, Andrea in opposition, S Steve in opposition. Okay.
Andrea in opposition.
And I have Andrea in opposition,
And Margie.
Christy and Margie in favor. All right, so we will start with
Margie.
Margie, and we will give you 2 minutes.
Thank
So
you.
give me 1 second. Gabe, are you available to keep time? Is anybody available to keep
Yeah,
time?
I can do it for you, Gabriel.
Okay, thanks. All right,
Tell
so
me when you're ready.
go ahead, Margie.
Mr. President, I rise to speak in favor of the motion which I made. We have a lot more members than we have affiliates. And if we stick with 2 minutes, we will disenfranchise our members. And this is a critical convention in terms of voting. And it's a critical time in terms of our organization. And this is not the time to cut something off short and not allow every member to get their vote in. I fully understand the time that this will take. And it's very unfortunate, but it must take place to allow every member to vote. I would be perfectly okay if we find out after the first couple of votes that it's not taking that time to consider a different motion. But I certainly want to make sure that every individual member has a right to vote and can get through. And keeping in mind, we only have four people taking the votes, and we have, I believe, 300 and something members. Thank you.
All right. Next, we will go for the opposition. And Andrea, you are up first.
Okay, I'm unmuted, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I think this is 25 minutes is too long. I would not be opposed to shortening the extended time because the roll call doesn't really take, we get through that pretty quickly. But if we do 25 minutes for every election, we're going to be there all night. And I don't think any of us necessarily wants that. We also have to be respectful to our vote counters because they're volunteering their time. And I just think 25 minutes is way too long. We've done this before. We all know the drill. Anybody that I talk to, I ask them to please not leave voicemails. So hopefully that's not going to be a problem this time. So, as I said, I wouldn't be opposed to shortening. I'm not opposed to extending the time past whatever it is now, but 25 minutes per election is way too long.
All right. And next we have Christy.
The shortest I would go is 20 minutes, because that's what I actually thought that it said. And I am, you know, we also need to find our phone numbers. It takes some people a little bit longer to process. We want to hear the delegate, and some of us are delegates. So please at least give us 20 minutes.
I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, Steve.
We've done this before, as Andrea said, and you know, I can't remember a time, but it's going to take at least 15 minutes to go through the delegate count, which means that folks have 17 minutes to call on the phone. Yes, we have 385 members. A small fraction of them sadly vote. And even if we go for 20 minutes with seven possible elections, that's going to keep us here starting at 7 o'clock till what is 240 minutes. You know, we'll be here till midnight, basically, if we do that. And, you know, we haven't had an issue with this before, disenfranchising folks. People are able to get called in and a reasonable amount of time. We don't need 20 or 25 minutes past the 20 minutes it'll take for the roll call vote.
Clarification, we're saying 20 minutes altogether.
No, that's not what it said. The amendment said 20 minutes after the delegate vote closes.
That is correct. 20 minutes after the delegate vote closes. I will accept that as an amendment, which would add 18 minutes.
Okay. I would ask for a little bit of decorum while people are speaking, and keep all editorials muted, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Do we have anybody speaking, any more people speaking in favor of the amendment to extend the voting period by 20 minutes?
This is Ed. I'll speak in favor.
Okay, go ahead.
Extending it is really important, because just the people who were on this other Zoom were having a hard time getting into the Zoom. A lot of people, Bob Acosta just mentioned right now, was having a hard time getting set up for this meeting. So it is complicated for people who are having to deal with a phone or try to find the button to vote. So 2 minutes is just too short.
All right. Anybody speak? Anybody else wanting to speak in opposition?
You have no hands.
Thank you. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and call for the question. All those in favor of extending the voting period for 20 minutes after the delegate count is cast, please signify by raising your hand and keep them up.
It's weird, I see you can't raise your hand.
I know.
And Sheila, let me know when you've settled.
Is it possible to count?
I would appreciate twice? It if you would stay muted while we're doing this. That would be very helpful.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for hands to be done, because they're still coming up. Do not lower your hand, please. Hang on a second. I have to shut my timer up. All right. I'm trying to find the... Y'all give me a second, but please leave your hands up, because I know how many I raised now. And it takes them a minute on Zoom to go down. So now I am lowering your hands. Please do not touch your hand. Right. I think they're all down, Guillermo.
Okay. Now, for all of those opposed, go ahead and please raise your hand.
I have the count if you would like it.
Yes, please go ahead and give the count.
24, 25 against.
All right, the motion fails. So now that we've dealt with that amendment, we will now call for the question with regard to the adoption of the rules themselves. So all of those opposed to the adoption of these rules, please raise your hand.
If you are voting, please leave your hand up. All right, Guillermo, I don't know what to tell you because people are raising their hands and then they're lowering them.
Please raise your hands if you are for the convention rules as they are and get away from your computer. I'm not hearing you, Steve. Steve, if you're Steve is in the other room. So if you're trying to say something, you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, the first time you said all those against the resolution or the proposal, and then the second time you said all those for.
I'm so sorry.
All right, everybody, just
lower your hand. We'll do this again.
Well, all right, hang on. All right, I'm putting everybody's hands down, so leave your hand alone.
Please. All right. All right. So all of those for the standing rules as they are, please raise your hand.
Oh, what? Man, no reason.
And
And
keep
please
them up.
stay muted.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that everybody's hands are down.
Okay. And all of those against the standing rules as they currently are, please raise your hand.
Okay. 35-3 against.
All right. So the motion carries. We now have adopted the standing rules. Thank you, everybody. All right. Now for the next part of our business, I'd like to bring up Frank to give us the credentials report.
Who are you looking for, Gamma?
Frank Welty.
Frank, you're here.
Hear me?
There you are.
Yes, now we hear you.
All right. So I'm here with the reading of the Credentials Committee report. California Council of the Blind 2025 Credentials Report. ACB Capital Chapter, President Jeff Tom. Number of home chapter members, 43. Number of votes, 9. Delegate, Joe Green. Alternate Delegate, Jeff Tom. Nominating Committee Representative, Jeff Tom. Active Blind Inland Valleys Chapter. President, Christy Crespin. Number of home chapter members, 14. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Linda Samulski. Alternate Delegate, Margie Donovan. Nominating Committee Representative, Margie Donovan. Bayview Chapter, President Patty Nash. Number of home chapter members, 27. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Patty Nash. Alternate Delegate, Marvelena Quesada. Nominating Committee Representative, Patty Nash. Braille Revival League of California, President Frank Welty. Number of members, 10. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Susan Glass. Alternate Delegate, none. Nominating Committee Representative, Mike Keithley. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, President Frank Welty. Number of home chapter, number members, 30. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Frank Welty. Alternate Delegate, Connie Bateman. Nominating Committee Representative, Connie Bateman. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, President Penny Valdovinos. Number of members, 13. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Edward Crespin. Alternate Delegate, Diane Deutsch. Nominating Committee Representative, Diane Deutsch. California Diabetics in Action, President Christy Crespin. Number of members, 27. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Christy Crespin. Alternate Delegate, Nellie Emerson. Nominating Committee Representative, Christy Crespin. California Library Users of America, President Pamela Metz. Number of home chapter, a number of chapter members, 35. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Lisa Cushman. Alternate Delegate, Lynette Kersey. Nominating Committee Representative, Lisa Cushman. Contra Costa Chapter, President Earl Robb. Number of home chapter members, 10. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Lori Van Allen. Alternate Delegate, Earl Robb. Nominating Committee Representative, Earl Robb. Gabe Griffith. CCB Fresno Chapter, President Jamie Gibson Barrows. Number of home chapter members, 20. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Olivia Ostergaard. Alternate Delegate, David Alvarado. Nominating Committee Representative, Olivia Ostergaard. Glendale Burbank Area Chapter, President Andre Green. Nominating home, a number of home chapter members, 8. Number of votes, 5. Delegate Andre Green. Alternate Delegate Denise Albritton. Nominating Committee Representative Andre Green. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc. President Frank Welty, number of members, 41. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Vita Zavoli. Alternate Delegate, Shirley Manning. Nominating Committee Representative, Vivian Younger. Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, President Diana Fonseca, number of home chapter members, 22, number of votes, 5. Delegate, Joseph Wallasik. Alternate delegate, Giovanni Fonseca, nominating committee representative, Giovanni Fonseca. Greater Los Angeles chapter, President Steve Bauer, number of home chapter members, 26. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Steve Bauer. Alternate delegate, Pam Metz. Nominating committee representative, Pam Metz. CCB High Desert chapter, President Darini Dobbins. Number of home chapter members, 28. Number of votes, 6. Delegate, Robert Acosta, alternate delegate, Darini Dobbins, nominating committee representative, Robert Acosta. Inclusive Diversity of California, President Regina Brink. Number of members, 32. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Regina Brink, alternate delegate, none. Nominating committee representative, Regina Brink. Orange County Chapter, President John Gassman. Number of home chapter members, 24. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Suzanne Ali. Alternate delegate, John Gassman. Nominating committee representative, John Gassman. San Bernardino chapter, President, Deborah Gossett. Number of home chapter members, 31. Number of votes, 6. Delegate, Theodore Wilbrecht. Alternate delegate, Deborah Gossett. Nominating committee representative, Theodore Wilbrecht. San Diego Braille Club, President, Charlene Ornelas. Number of home chapter members, 28. Number of votes, 6. Delegate, Charlene Ornelas. Alternate delegate, Ethel Kirtley. Nominating committee representative, Charlene Ornelas. San Francisco Chapter CCB, President, Shana Ray. Number of home chapter members, 39. Number of votes, 8. Delegate, Shana Ray. Delegate is Sheila Gunn. Alternate delegate, Shana Ray. Nominating committee representative, Shana Ray. San Gabriel Valley Chapter. President, Pamela Apology. Number of home chapter members, 22. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Nick Guttinger. Alternate delegate, Gail Crossan. Nominating committee representative, Nick Guttinger. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, President Alice Turner. Number of home chapter members, 63. Number of votes, 13. Delegate, Nancy Pryor. Alternate delegate, Deborah Armstrong. Nominating committee representative, Deborah Armstrong. Chapters not credentialed. CCB students, Inland Empire chapter, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, Yosemite Gateway Council of the Blind. This concludes the credentials reports.
Thank you so much, Frank. As always, wonderful work with you and your committee. All right, so to round out the business portion of this opening session, we will now hear the first reading of our bylaws amendments. We're hearing some speech synthesis. If you could please mute. Thank you. So as always, we will have the first reading of the bylaw amendments, and we will go ahead and vote on them on our Sunday morning business meeting. So I will now recognize Steve Bauer for the reading of the bylaws amendments.
Thank you, Mr. President. This year we received two proposed amendments to the bylaws. The first one, financial signatories, submitted by Margie Donovan. It would add the following subsection to Article 6, Section 6.4. Section 6.4.3. When members of the same household are serving in or elected to the offices of president and treasurer, the financial signatory duties of the president shall be performed by the first vice president. The second proposed amendment has to do with fiduciary responsibilities of board members, submitted by Regina Brink. It would add the following two subsections to Article 6, Section 6.9. Section 6.9.3. Prior to the annual deadline, the officers shall review all documents required to maintain the organization's nonprofit status before they are submitted. Section 6.9.4. Each year, the board shall vote to accept proof that the required documents to maintain its nonprofit status have been submitted before the annual deadline. Mr. President, that is the Bylaws Committee report for this year.
Excuse me. Very good. Thank you, as always. Let's see here. Going on my list. I don't think we've... That's right. All right, moving on. So to give us sort of a glimpse as to what is going to take place this weekend, I'm going to call on Andrea to give us a little glimpse of what's going on. And we'll answer any questions if need be. So I'll chime in here and there as we go along as well. So Andrea.
Okay. A quick question, Guillermo, before I start. I was going to listen on ACB Media 8, but nothing came up. Are we streaming somewhere else? Or
we are streaming now.
Okay.
And Belle is our streamer.
So okay. We're on nine.
Okay, it says 8 on the
program, okay. So we will need to correct that.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
And Andrea, I'll have you correct that.
Yep. Absolutely. So we've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up. I'm just going to mention three things. Tomorrow afternoon, we will have our Department of Rehab panel. That's always a popular one. And you'll be able to ask questions of those folks. And I believe Kim Rutledge, who's the new director of Blindfield Services, is going to be with us. Sue Pelbeth, who has been with us before, and we're going to hear from Joe Xavier as well. Tomorrow night, of course, we have elections, and these are really important elections because we have quite a number of board member positions available. So please be sure to be here for that. Saturday morning, we're going to have the pleasure of being able to talk with Scott Thornhill, who is, I think, a wonderful executive director for ACB. And this is a real privilege to have him speak to us and answer questions and take his time to be with us. And Saturday afternoon, the Blind History Lady, really looking forward to that. I think that's going to be, it's unfortunate we couldn't get Uber. It would have been nice to have them, but that wasn't an option. So we are really excited to have the Blind History Lady talk to us about some of the history of journey to further independence. Back to you, Guillermo.
Good. Yeah, it sounds like a very well-rounded meeting. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties, but we will go ahead and correct the ACB media information that was listed on your program.
Is it going to stay on 9? It's the whole time? Do we know?
Sheila?
As far as I know, Belle, do you know if it's going to be on 9 the entire weekend?
Okay. We will give notice.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to change it.
Perfect.
Something changed it. I'll find out.
Yes.
This is Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
Did I miss the nominating committee report? I've been a little bit in and out.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, Frank.
No, you didn't miss it.
Thank you.
You didn't have it yet.
Okay, good to know.
I am so sorry. Go ahead, Frank.
I sent him an ask to unmute. Frank, unmute. Frank, please unmute. He's still muted. Somebody might want to call him.
Anybody have Frank's number?
I think I do. I'll check.
Because I've sent him three asks to unmute and he's not responding, so he may be away from his computer.
Give me 1 second. No sign from Frank. Is he still showing on the participants list?
Huh? Yeah.
Is he still okay?
He's
Frank,
still here.
If you can unmute.
This is Nikki. I just called Vita and left a message.
Yeah, her phone is off. So. All right. Arg.
Do you have a co-chair to that committee that has liberty?
There is no co-chair to that committee. So what I propose we do, give me 1 second.
I called Frank. It went to his voicemail. I texted him and Vita.
Okay, he's got his hand raised, so just give me a second.
There we go. Yep. Yay.
All right, Frank?
Frank is here.
Frank, you should have yelled at me.
Okay, you ready for me?
Yes, we are.
Okay, hold on. I have to do something else real quick. Just give me 30 seconds. All right. By the way, if you hear any audio, that's because I have my computer here and I already have my headphones in one computer, and so I have another computer with my report on it. So that's what you'll hear. Okay, the nominating report is as follows. The nominating committee met, and we selected the following slate. For the position of president, we did not make a selection because we had a tie between...
what position?
First vice president, sorry. We had a tie for the position between... Regina Brink and Chris Gray, and we could not break the tie. For the office of secretary, we have the name of Steve Bauer. First vice director two. For the office of directors, we have Alice Turner, Joe Green, Linda Samulski, Pamela Hill Metz, and Joshua Saunders. And those are the nominees from the nominating committee.
Thank you so much, Frank, as always. Great work. So that is the slate as the nominating committee proposes it. As far as the business aspect of the meeting is concerned, that is all we have for now, unless there's any old business. New business?
Jeff Tom has his hand raised.
Go ahead, Jeff.
So I would like to propose something which I think we can make an interpretation if we want to. My concern with the 2 minutes is a technical one, not necessarily the length, but those on the stream are delayed. And so I would like if the body would accept the interpretation to make it 2 minutes after the nominations have been closed on the stream so that those on the stream would not be penalized and still have that 2 minute. Everybody would have the 2 minute period, but it would end 2 minutes after the stream shows the delegate votes have been closed.
I'm sorry, Jeff. So you're proposing, I'm trying to understand
instead
the
proposal. Instead of 2 minutes after the delegate vote is technically closed, that the time, the 2 minutes commence when the ACB media stream shows the delegate votes have been closed, which somebody could monitor and tell us when to start that 2 minutes. Because then, otherwise, if you don't do it that way, the people on the stream are going to think they can still vote when they can't because of the delay. Maybe
Rob with a comment.
Yeah, it is,
Jeff. No, you're correct. It's about a 45 to a minute, 45 second to a minute delay. So correct. You are correct.
And Rob, I'll recognize you.
I was just going to say, this seems like it's kind of a no-brainer in a way, because there is a delay, and I just think it would, I don't think anybody would be opposed, but I don't know how we're going to deal with that business part of it. But it's more of a technical issue, I think. And I'm certainly in favor of it.
Okay. So do we need to have this as a motion? Are you proposing this as a motion, Jeff?
If that's what it takes, I'm proposing it as a motion. If we can interpret it to be, you know, when the stream shows the votes, the delegate vote closed, then I'm for that. But if we think it needs a motion, then I'll also make it.
Okay. Any seconds to this motion? Was that a second?
Okay, you've got hands. So Sheila.
Go ahead, Sheila. Wait, first of all, I want to know if we have a second to that motion.
Rob seconds.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Sheila.
Sheila Gunn, not Sheila Young.
Right.
All right, Larry, go ahead.
I was actually seconding the motion also. That's all I raised my hand for.
Anybody else with any comments? All right, then I will go ahead and call for the question. Anybody in favor of extending the voting period?
Guillermo?
Yes?
Well, it might be more practical to ask if there's any opposition.
Oh, actually, yes. In this case, it would. So is there any opposition to this motion?
You have no hands.
No hands?
Uh-uh.
All right, so I guess we will take the no hands as the motion being carried.
And Guillermo, I just texted Cecily, and she said it's Larry's call as to which channel on ACB Media you will be on the rest of the weekend.
Then I would like us to keep with the.
Let's keep it on eight.
On eight.
Because it's already in the program.
Okay.
Thank
you. So I will let Cecily know that you're going to stay with eight.
Right.
Thank you. All right. Is there any other business that needs to come before the convention? Tonight. All right.
No hands.
No hands. Okay. So it is now 7:21. For those of you that are going to join us for this evening's board meeting, the information has been sent out to the various CCB lists. We will stand in recess and meet at the link provided at 7:30. Board members, please use your panelist links that you assigned and look forward to seeing all of you there.
And well, Guillermo, I think it's the same link. I
no,
think it's this link.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, it's a different link.
All right, then I'm going to close this room.
Definitely.
Okay.
And okay. I'll log in, Guillermo.
Thank you.
Mute my audio.
All right, I'm going to end it for all. Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks, Sheila.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
You're very welcome.